Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. Now, everyone's spring garden fever right now. How do we know what to look for when buying vegetable seeds?
Well, it's just about time to plant that garden, Tony, and the Texas seed law requires several items to be printed on those vegetable seed packets, including the kind and variety, the lot number, and the name and address of the company or person who labeled the seed. There's another important item you want to take note of to get the best seeds possible.
What's that?
Well, you're going to look at the germination test date, or the PACFAR date. Every lot of vegetable seed must have a germination test completed by an approved seed lab before it can be sold. Any vegetable seed package you purchase now should be labeled as PAC for the year 2015, or show a test date within the last 9 months. Here at TDA, we randomly inspect vegetable seed and collect samples, and we test those at the TDA seed laboratory.
What does that germination test date mean?
Well, that means the seed has been tested to determine what percentage of the seed will germinate under ideal conditions. Vegetable seed sold in Texas must meet the minimum standards. Well, for example, lettuce seed must have a germination of 80% or higher. The minimum standard is different for, you know, different kinds of seed, but seed can be sold from open containers, but the same information must be displayed on the container as on a seed packet. By purchasing vegetable seed with the current test dates, you're doing your part to ensure you get viable seed to produce a successful garden. We all want those seeds to come up, Tony, so we're here at TDA. We're making sure that you get good, viable seed.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.